Each week here on Sunday mornings, we present a prophecy update. We check the stories in the news and the trends in the world to see how they corroborate centuries-old Bible prophecies that we read. Some of the major categories that catch our attention, for those of you who want to start doing this on your own, would be anything having to do with Israel, because Israel is the major fulfilled prophecy of the last days, that she would be a nation again in her ancient homeland, and stories especially about the rebuilding of the temple, or the possibilities of the rebuilding of the temple in Israel. Then there's the unification and the rise of Europe as a world power, because several places in the Bible speak of a revived Roman Empire playing a big part in the last days. And then there's the exponential growth of knowledge and technology, especially in the area of cashless global business and personal identification mark or a chip that would be in you or on you. And so those are some of the things that you're looking for. Several stories appeared this week that fit into the mark of the beast category. In Italy, for example, Vatican clergy and employees are going to be issued an identity card complete with a microchip tracking device. It's a sweeping new security measure designed to prevent a repeat of what they call the VatiLeaks scandal. Thousands of clerical and lay staff working inside the walls of the Vatican will be affected by the tighter scrutiny that will also enable their superiors to monitor when they clock in and clock out. In Chicago, Discover Financial Services employees will be able to pay by finger at their Riverwoods headquarters cafeteria and convenience stores as they become the first to test a new payment system. Discover employees who want to participate will register at an on-site kiosk, which will read an index fingerprint and assign a number to it. Each employee will also receive a key fob with a chip that includes information about their individual credit card account as well as their fingerprint. USA Technologies, a vendor of wireless cashless payment, announced up to 7,500 vending machines in Austin and Salt Lake City will be targeted for mobile payment acceptance using the ISIS mobile wallet powered by near-field communication-enabled ePort technology. ISIS mobile wallet is expected to simplify the shopping and paying experience. Consumers make vending machine purchases with a simple tap of their phone. Austin, Texas is using GPS technology to keep track of truancy-prone kids. So are Anaheim and Baltimore. An Illinois school district is using GPS to monitor children getting on and off the bus. In California, the Britton Elementary School District spiked an RFID, radio frequency identification plan, only after massive parent objection. In West Cheshire College, Cheshire, United Kingdom, students are made to carry locator tags as college staff and students have been issued with compulsory electronic badges that are capable of tracking their movements, leading to criticism of Orwellian tactics. There's always news like this. You can't knock the stories out of your way. There's tons of them about the advance of technology that is making life simpler as you just are scanned or use a fingerprint or an eye print or something like that. And we also know that the technology has existed for a long time for you to be implanted with a microchip or to have an electronic tattoo that's permanent or semi-permanent, those kinds of things. And so we look at this and we say that Bible prophecy is coming true right before our very eyes, because 2,000 plus years ago, this is the world that the Apostle John saw when he was exiled to the island of Patmos. At a time when they traded in salt, when you got salt for wages, if you were a Roman soldier, John said there would be a time in human history when the entire world would be connected by some kind of a system by which you would have your own personal on your body or in your body identifier, and you would transact all your business that way. And that's the world we are living in today. It hasn't become mandatory, but I think you see that it's going to be one day. It's definitely happening. Jesus could come for us to resurrect and rapture his church at any moment. Our eyes are on him, but we're excited to see the times in which we live and to be able to explain to our friends and family that their time to receive the Lord is short. Are you rapture ready? Get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.